Another holiday season is upon us. Expect the usual spare-the-air days to sharply curtail the comfort and warmth of our once traditional holiday fires. It's really not the regulators' fault, as easy as it is to blame them. It's more our growing awareness that as fire was once critical to our survival, it now contributes to our undoing. Throughout my life, I have found a meditative state in the ritual of gathering fuel, igniting tinder, building a roaring blaze, then sitting back to bathe in the sensory experience of warmth on my skin, the fragrance of ignited sap, the symphony of crackles, crunches, pops, and hisses as matter transforms and energy releases all within the safe confines of my fireplace. I've witnessed the blues, purples, yellows, oranges, reds, and even occasional greens as biomass transforms from ember to ash. Even tastes arrived, a barely perceptible flavor on a breath-smoky inhale. Traditionally, the design of our homes honored the central place of fire as a refuge long after its use for cooking was relegated to the kitchen. My 1905 Craftsman home celebrates our fireplace as an altar with a surround of terracotta tiles of varying green hues, occasional accent tiles, and a hand-cast keystone of grapevines and fruit. But as we have learned, our atmosphere is threatened. The combustion gases pose health risks to our family and neighbors, and the carbon capacity of our atmosphere has reached critical limits. So I'm searching for the next best thing. It likely will be a gas insert, still dependent on fossil fuel, but 99% better for health and environment. It certainly will be less experiential, no smells, no taste, no symphony, no light display, less dynamic, the same concrete logs, and less ritualistic, just press the on button. But it will provide warmth, a reminder of days gone by, and the confirmation that I'm contributing to a healthier environment. With a perspective, I'm Tim Tosta.